From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi forces say they're preparing to enter the city of Mosul proper 2 weeks after launching an offensive to retake it from its Islamic State defenders. Special forces entered the last village in front of the city's eastern edge Monday. They now stand a few hundred meters from the city's limits. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook Monday said U.S. officials are pleased with the progress made.
We have seen reports from Iraqi forces that they are in some places less than a kilometer from Mosul itself. While distance is not the best measure of the fight ahead and the coalition is prepared for difficult fighting ahead, there is no question that counter-ISIL forces continue to have the momentum in this fight.
The Pentagon estimates as many as 7,500 IS fighters could be defending the city. Cook said mass civilian displacements have not yet occurred.
There have been people, displaced people, who have left some of these villages, for example, and been able to go to some of these UN aid centers. They haven't been as big in numbers as some initially thought might happen.
Cook said the U.S. continues to keep pressure on IS fighters in their last regional stronghold, Raqqa, in Syria. He said the objective is to maintain that pressure, isolate Raqqa, and eventually defeat the IS defenders. France Monday formally ended its peacekeeping mission in Central African Republic, a three-year mission to stabilize the country riven by sectarian violence since a 2012 coup.
L'opération militaire Sangaris s'arrête, mais la présence de la France ne s'arrête pas.
French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian said the French presence, however, is not ending completely. French troops are still part of the 12,000-strong UN MINUSCA peacekeeping force, and the French, he said, would continue providing training and support to the CAR armed forces. This is VOA News. The UN